Hi, I was the one who was really hoping that he would come through. Koyum.
And I'm obsessively listening to Cupid by 50/50 because I found myself in a new exclusive situationship this year. I'm Zul.
And welcome to K-Pop Capos.
And we are K-Pop Capos.
Hey!
Oh, that's nice. Amazing!
Amazing. Hello. So basically, right, as you can tell, we had a upgrade. Look at the posters. Look at the albums. So if you're not sure what is going on right now, you are currently watching a K-pop podcast, if you cannot tell.
Yes.
Okay? And what we are doing currently is that we are revamping the whole podcast.
Yeah, we're giving you more content. We're giving you like different contents, concerts, tips for Korea.
Exactly. A lot of things. We're doing a lot of things for you, okay?
And we're like collabing with like the whole K-pop community in Singapore. So just
stay tuned. Yes. But for today, Zria, what are we doing?
Today, we're going to do a roundup of 2023's first quarter of K-pop comebacks.
Slay.
Amazing.
Yes.
It's really much. Can you believe?
Huh?
It's really much. Is it much? We're releasing in April, but we're already like, filming.
Thank you, Nova.
yeah, we've got Nova here. Yeah, oh, by the way, like, we kind of like expanded our team also.
Yeah, we expanded our team,
So, like, that's why we can like roll out more things. We are going all over the place,
exactly,
as per usual.
So, like, throughout the upcoming like months and stuff like that, right, you might not only see just me and Zuria, you'll also see, like, for example, if you saw our TikTok, our Instagram reel that we did for Stray Kids concert, you saw Sean.
Sean,
yeah.
Because Koyu was busy
partying. Insert clip of Felix saying "I love you" to me. Put it there, Slay.
I'm still the editor.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Do it. Okay. And now we have Nawfal. So Nawfal. Yeah, you will see Nawfal soon enough. Maybe.
Yes.
If
I can edit fast enough. Anyway.
So okay, today.
This episode, we're talking about the comebacks that happened in the first quarter of this year.
That's
so,
right.
What were your standouts?
Oh,
I think the year started well. I mean, of course, girl group reigning, as per usual. That's the trend that we predicted, right?
That's right. We had this conversation last year, and then we really felt that girl groups are the one that's going to be super amazing.
Mm.
And we were correct. You heard it here first from K-Pop K-Pos. And I think the biggest standout that I had, I'll say NewJeans. Right, so let's talk about NewJeans for a bit. So NewJeans, they had what are the two songs?
Oh my god, yes sir, yes sir, no. I think that got like the whole world.
I was shocked, were you shocked? I was shocked. I did not expect Oh My God to get so viral.
No, I think when I heard Oh My God, I was like, this is gonna be big.
This is it.
Because I also like Ditto a lot.
And yeah, I love Ditto.
The vibe of Ditto, because like in Korea it's like winter and everything. I love Ditto. And then Oh My God just like blew up. Mm. Not even like in just K-pop, it blew up like mainstream.
Right, and I have this theory. Is it a theory?
Okay,
I don't know whether it's a conspiracy theory. So like, Nafa, if I'm wrong, just tell me if I'm wrong. So right, you know, okay, NewJeans fandom, what are they called?
Bunnies,
right?
Mm.
Correct? No. Hear me out. So if you remember correctly, right, the album, as you can see from like in our shelf, right, I don't know if you can see it, it's a black bunny, right? Behind. There's different bunnies, okay? My theory is they actually planned NewJeans' release, right? Because this came out during the Chinese New Year period.
Ish.
And what year is it this year?
新年快乐.
What year is it?
I mean, it's the year of the rabbit.
Exactly. And it's the year of the black rabbit.
Oh yeah, I forgot that they had colours.
Yeah.
It is the year of the black rabbit.
Yeah. Yes, people in the off camera. Yeah, so they got different colors, right?
Amazing. So I think okay. K-pop groups, they have been planned since like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean like NewJeans' creative director is Min Hee Jin. I don't know how the hell you pronounce it anymore. Hee Jin.
Yes.
Whatever. But yeah, so I really enjoyed Oh My God and Ditto. But there was a group that got super popular, not out of nowhere. I listened to their first ever song, but their recent comeback was pretty insane. What was it?
Is it?
Yeah, you lah. Miss.
Is it XG?
Huh?
No, it's not XG.
I was referring to XG, eh.
Oh my god.
I was referring to Miss Exclusive Situationship. 50-50. 50-50.
Yes, 50-50.
I listened to their pre-debut track.
Pre-debut?
Their debut track. Mm. And then like when they come out with Cupid, I was like so shocked. I was like, wow.
Yeah, they're an upcoming rookie. I think 50-50, oh my god. The English, okay. I love K-pop and... But I only exclusively listen to the English song because the English one because I can understand the English one.
Yeah, I mean like it's that, but also to the point where I just realized why they're called 50-50.
I don't know why they're.
Do you know why they're called 50-50? 50-50. I have like a live studio audience. No, so basically 50-50 because right, half of the members are singers, and the other half are the rappers.
Every group.
No, but they're four members, and which is why the English version is called. Twin version. Cupid twin version.
Why? I don't get it.
Okay, so here's your point. No, Blackpink, three of them are rappers. No, Jennie can sing. Lisa can sing.
I'm not saying they can't sing.
Lisa can sing.
Okay. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying two of them are supposed to be rappers.
And okay, so that is Aiden in here in the background. So Aiden is a potential new person they might drag in into K-pop K-pop. But anyways... Going on to the Cupid, let's talk about Cupid's 50-50.
I am obsessively listening to it just because, yo, I'm not supposed to date this year. I'm feeling lonely. No, that's the thing about situationships. You have someone, but you can't like rely on them. So I still feel lonely. Kind of like hitting me right now.
You know what? I'm looking directly in the camera right now. If you are one of those people, right? I swear to God, like, especially if you're like...
What I do?
You complain about, oh my God, I'm so lonely. And then, like, you are in a relationship that you don't want to be in a relationship. You people should just die, TBH. Like,
crying in their room.
Yeah, no, but why? You literally do not have the right to cry in your room, Seriously.
No, but can I
say this? You can cut this out if you want to cut this out. She literally said, I might want to drop him because like the self-sabotaging in me. What the hell is up with that, yeah?
Because he makes me feel lonely, low-key. Because he's not.
Why? Because you have someone and now you're
feeling... Because he's not meeting my needs. Like, this is becoming a relationship podcast at this point.
No, but like, it makes sense. Cupid's 50-50. But no, wait. Why? Is this off topic? I think it's pretty...
I'm editing this.
It's quite funny, yeah? Why, yeah?
Why?
What I'm needs are she not meeting? Is he not fucking you?
Let's
Huh? Is he not fucking you?
It's been a month, ah.
How long have you known him?
2 months.
I wanna fucking kill her. She knows this guy for 2 months and just never gonna fuck for 1 month. I didn't want to drop him.
No, he's not meeting my like emotional needs.
Like what?
Like replying my texts and like giving
drop.
Like,
drop.
Like...
Oh, drop. I actually say drop, man. wait, the minute you say that drop, exactly. He's not replying your text.
It's like a bit dry. And
how
like,
dry?
I'm like, he tries to reply, but it's like one word and I'm like...
Drop.
Drop. This is a better drop.
This is just a frank conversation. Drop.
You can actually funny just spit this shit out. What? Drop. Okay, anyways. So.
Yes. Thank you for the relationship.
What is your favorite part about Cupid's 50-50?
I mean, it's really just, I relate to it so much. Mm. But my outstanding one has got to be XG. Come on.
I love XG. I actually genuinely love XG.
Popping since Mascara.
No, okay, yes. But the thing about XG is that like halfway I'll just be walking somewhere and like you know intrusive thoughts. So sometimes I just go, everything I do it A1 flawless. What the hell?
We're gonna do it A1 flawless. Keep up with this. Yeah. That's why I love XG. Left right is bopping. Okay, I did a dance cover for Left Right, right? And usually I get sick of the dance.
Oh, this is when I do this, it's a okay, Monji.
I get sick of the song so fast, but I did not get sick of this. I love it. Left, right.
Guess who is sick of left, right?
And that's it. is this like, is this what the K-pop legacy has gone to become?
You really like Left Right?
I like Left Right.
I'm quite indifferent about Left Right. I love Shooting Star.
I think
calm,
I really
the fuck down. I am surrounded by people who just looked at me.
I think I really like Harvey. That's
oh, funny. I like Harvey too. You know my friends who are right here in this room, they call Camila Cabello.
She is a Camila Cabello.
Like, does she look alike? Do you think so?
I think so. And she sounds pretty similar too.
Really?
Kinda. Yeah. She's got a X gene.
Cut. Wow, okay. See, so we talked about, okay, let's think. We talked about New Jeans, we talked about Cupid, we talked about
NG. We've been receiving complaints that we don't talk about boy groups enough.
Huh, really?
I'm just saying, we didn't really? Do a Stray Kids box pops.
Yeah, wait, what were you saying?
Huh?
The Stray Kids Vox Pop?
Yeah, we did do a Stray Kids Vox Pop.
Yeah, we did. And then people were like, oh, why y'all don't talk about like boy groups? Okay, fine. TXT. Behind you, point to them. I actually loved
Sugar Rush. The fact that I know that song.
Yeah, because right, basically what we were so obsessed about it is that we went to K-pop night with Culture, right?
Yeah.
And it was insane. Like, we had so much.
It was fun, eh? And
it was really fun.
And we didn't.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
We didn't have to. And yeah, it was fun. It was great. We need more K-pop nights like that. Honest.
Culture.
Yeah.
Okay, so TXT done. Who's your standout in TXT for Sugar Rush?
Sugar Rush?
Right, I think it's the name of the song.
The daddy.
Who, Yeongjun?
Is it Yeongjun? I think so, yeah.
Yeongjun. Mine personally is actually Subin.
Subin?
Because Subin looks very innocent. So when he was doing all those like suggestive movements, I was like very like taken aback.
Mine's like the daddy. Like I only got to know TXT better through Jessie's the show where she did
the
watermelon.
The boobies thing? Okay, cool.
I was like, oh my god, they're so cute. I love them.
Right, no, okay. After that, right, if you think about it, we actually did go through with quite a drought when it comes to K-pop for the first 3 months. I feel like everyone took a break. I think like how they usually do.
Oh, yeah, like after the award show and things like that.
Yeah, I was bored. Like, I did not buy any albums for the past 3 months, which is amazing. But, like, at the same time, it's what we can talk about now, right? And we'll talk about it when they come up in, like, the next few podcast episodes, is that so many upcoming releases. Les Seraphim is going to have a full-on...
Come back. I was going to come back.
Les Seraphim, Ive. Finally,
Twice just came out also.
Oh yeah, we can talk about Set Me Free. What do you feel about Set Me Free?
I like it. I mean, I just love Momo at this point.
Okay, do you know who's my bias?
Dayeon, Dubu.
Oh,
Dubu.
Yeah, Dubu's my bias. No, I think Set Me Free was amazing. Moonlight Sunrise. I had to listen to.
I need
to
your
it.
Clock right.
Okay, sorry. I'm looking at Naufal, by the way. So Naufal, does the lyric say, I need you.
I need you a clock right now.
I need you a clock right now. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Yes, I really need your clock right now. So what did I say? Did I say o'clock or did I say the other way?
You know what was bad about it? Because like in the MV, when that part was playing, it was...
Who said it?
Jonghyun. Yeah. It was like the shadow was a stick that grew. Like a wand that grew. Because
no,
it was
I think the editors know what you're doing. He knew.
I mean, the Moonlight Sunrise is about spending time with the person.
From Moonlight to Sunrise, yeah, right?
I mean, Twice is adult.
Yeah, and it was created by English girl group, Citizen Kane. Is it Citizen Kane? Citizen Queen, sorry.
And they won. They won. What did Twice won?
Billboard Woman. Billboard? The Billboard Woman Award. No. Woman of the Rising Star? Billboard's Rising Star.
We are on it. Twice won 2023 Billboard.
XG. Twice Billboard Women in Music for what? There's a breakthrough act of the year. And they perform Moonlight Sunrise.
Sunrise.
Kim Petras were fangirling. Olivia Rodrigo fangirling over them.
God. I love it.
What, Kim Petras?
No, not only that. Sabrina Carpenter also.
I love Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, anyways, moving on. I get very.
We
love Twice.
We love Twice.
And oh yeah, what I was saying before that, again, we haven't shit in a very long time, so we're a bit slightly everywhere. We will get better. Jisoo has a comeback.
Oh no! Solo debut. Yeah.
Yeah,
Blackpink Jisoo.
But she quite rabat, sir. She's quite bad, you know. You know the theory. So they all thought that they're gonna release in the letters of Solo. Right, so S was Jennie with the song Solo, right? And then O was Rosé Underground, and then L was La Lisa. So we all wanted like Jisoo to release something starts letter O, so it says Solo, but no. She said it's gonna be about me, because the title track is called Me.
Som.
Yeah.
Miss Jisoo.
Literally.
She's gonna sing, right? Or maybe she just like breaks out. Like in a whole ass like.
She's gonna what?
Is it like? I mean, she's a singer lah.
Exactly. What?
Imagine like she really just proved the haters wrong. Like she works damn hard.
Isn't she a good singer? Am I?
Dancer. I was talking like. What if she like just?
She pulls a La Lisa. She pulls
like a whole like dance pop track.
No lah, I don't think so.
She's like that like elegant. I'm an actress.
She's from Bias.
Oh really? You don't give a I love Jisoo vibes.
Why?
I thought you were like Lisa or something.
Stereotypes, yeah.
To be fair, I thought the same.
Yeah, Jisoo's my bias. I'll say the order is Jisoo, Jennie, Rosé, Lisa. Lisa's actually my least favorite member.
Oh. So Jisoo's coming out. I was coming out. My group chat is like. My Monster G group chat is like has been noisy
because what the hell are you gonna perform?
Yeah, they've been wanting to like choreo, like they want to cover all these groups.
So free, yeah.
We are. Do you want to work with content creators or not? You want to burn bridges right now? Just say
only. Burn bridges, right? Okay, anyway, so right, so we talked about okay, we talk about Fury. Talk about okay. Let's let's do a quick recap so that you can also like edit properly. We talked about first was. New Jeans,
XG.
I know. New Jeans, Cupid, XG, TXT. Then we talk about the upcoming comebacks. And then we talk about Rosé, right? And Jisoo. Okay. Another upcoming release. I mean, in our time, it's like upcoming. It's literally, we are filming this on the 19th of March, okay? And the literal title track is going to drop at like 7 p.m. later. Yeah.
What is it?
NMIX.
Oh!
Yeah. It's called Love Me. Love Me Like This?
Love Me Like This?
Yeah, it's okay. The title is either Love Me Like This or Love Me Like That. One of those two. Nafa, can you check? Love Me Like This. However, before they actually released this song, Love Me Like This, right, they released a pre-release track. It's called Young Dumb.
Young Dumb Stupid. Young Dumb Stupid. Young Dumb
Stupid. Yeah, do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that, Aiden? Kayim has horrible motor skills, so I couldn't do the.
Young, dumb, stupid. Yes,
young, dumb. Anyways, yeah, basically they sample a nursery rhyme, which is supposed to say, Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, brother John?
Baba black sheep, baba black.
No? What? What? What?
I have lost my
Baba black sheep. Baba what?
Have you any moon?
I lost my childhood, guys. I can't remember.
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, brother John? Brother John.
That's not what I know. So yeah, that's not the one I know. So.
Hey, I this thing, right? I don't mind keeping it here. I do think where if I don't know what I'm talking about, I get really obsessive and I have to find out what's the correct answer. For example, I went clubbing at Zouk the other day. Okay? And then like I saw this club that everyone in Ngee Ann Poly used to go to. Everyone. Okay, I always meet Ngee Ann Poly people there. But it got closed down during COVID and I could not remember the name. I wanted to kill myself. Thank you. We found out it was Get Juiced.
Is Get Juiced closed
still? Yeah. Yeah. Are you sleeping?
It's not that.
It is. That's one of them. There's many variations. It's
not that. It's not that. I think it's a Nelson Mandela effect at this point.
Nobody says. Wow, this episode is have fun editing this one, sayang.
My problem.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have that childhood rhyme song that I think the what I call it reaction also 50-50s. Yeah. Shut up.
Cupid is so dumb. Okay, yeah, the reaction is a bit 50-50, but the upcoming title track that they have, Love Me Like This, right, is actually getting quite a lot of attention. Everyone's really, really excited for it. Is it nice? You hear us talk about it in a future episode because it's not out yet, lah. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, so, fun. Today's episode is a mess, but I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've revamped-ish.
Ish.
We've been talking about revamping for like a long time, right?
A very long time. I think this is like we are close to our 1 year anniversary of K-pop.
Yes, K-pop. I started with black hair, guys. That was like this length, and then now it's like my hair is red and it's here, and it's like season two ish.
Yeah. So the past four episodes you've seen, right? It's like I call it the transitional period.
Transitional period. Yeah.
Now we finally like got in a groove and everything.
Yeah.
And then the next episode
we'll be talking about.
It's actually really fun. I'm super excited about it. We're gonna talk about concerts.
I've never been to a concert, so he's gonna like.
I'm gonna teach all of y'all about concerts. Okay, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
And with that.
That's the end. Remember to give us a follow on our Instagrams at @kpopkpos. Rate our episode. Give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
We're doing so much for you guys, and we want to do more. Yeah. If you give us 5 stars. We can do more.
We can do more. Literally. Yeah. Sorry, the song by Kitty H just went into my head.
More. I'm not editing the music in for this.
Yeah, I got more than it. Okay, anyways, yeah. So like what she said, if you like us, please give us follow. Follow us everywhere. What's your Instagram?
I'm at a girl called Zul.
And I'm at Koyum Lukman. Follow K-pop, K-post, TikTok, Instagram.
We're everywhere. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah.
Annyeong. Na 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 na, yeah, nah, yeah.